So, you want to know how this all happened?
How I got to be stuck inside some poor, dead girl's body? It's degrading to be in here, you know.
What's wrong with my voice? Oh, that's what happens when four of your best friends decide to kill you ruthlessly. Where should we start? I guess we'll go by order.
The sounds of materialistic, superficial fun makes me cringe. Take a stroll through the carnival. Walk wherever you'd like. The bossy one runs this carnival with an iron, narcissistic, pretentious, tiny, tiny fist. Everything goes her way. All the games are rigged because she hates the thought of other people winning more than her. Whenever the five of us were together, she'd always make sure that she'd get the front seat of the roller coaster. She didn't even like them. She just wanted to be the first because she deemed it as a superior position. It didn't even make sense. It doesn't matter where you sit because everyone's gonna get the same ride. Like, what the f***? Moving on. Get back to the elevator where you first started.
Can you hear me? I realize there's a giant parade going on right now. It's the stupid one's way of celebrating. Celebrating what exactly? No fucking clue. He's just celebrating. No one knows why he chose to turn his room into a crowded, overheated festival. Then again, it fits his personality. Loud, chaotic, and utterly brainless. Next floor. Back to the elevator you go. Explore the casino for yourself. My favorite games to play here? Go-Go Fish and Tic-Tac-Toe. I just love the thrill of chance. We didn't understand why the sleazy one started a casino when money doesn't even exist here. He uses chocolate coins as chips. Most of us don't even use them. We just eat the chocolate part. If only the guy who ran this place wasn't such a sleaze, I'd come here all the time. I mean, back then, before they... One last room to go. Turn back to the elevator. Turn to your right, and you should see a row of bookcases. Walk through them. And you'll find a room in front of you. Look through the window. This is where the quiet one lives. They killed me in this room. Back then, I'd always come here when I couldn't sleep. She'd let me rest my head on her lap. I didn't notice the pair of scissors hidden behind her back that day. I didn't notice how quiet the rest had been on the way to the picnic either. I fell to the ground. I saw her gripping the bloodied weapon. Tears falling down her eyes. There was fear, but no remorse. I should have never trusted them. I should have never been friends with them. They thought me too powerful. I was growing far too fast for them to handle. Now, They have casted me from being someone to nobody. But no, don't worry. They'll pay the price. I'll make sure of it.